Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Okay, it may surprise you that the word for today is, or the phrase, is good enough. Is something good enough? You probably think, well, that shouldn't be in any type of class or course or podcast or book on being an entrepreneur, but you are quite wrong. Being good enough. In that, and this is even when we're talking about your product or especially when you're coming right out the gate at the beginning, you want to make sure things are good, they're good enough, but they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be perfect because you don't have enough information to know if they're perfect or not. It isn't up to you. Okay, did you hear what I said? Let me repeat it. It isn't up to you to determine what is perfect. Guess who gets to determine that? It's the person that's purchasing it, that's buying it. The person that you call customer or client. They're the ones that get to determine if it's perfect. So until you socialize, circulate, sell what you've created and received feedback, given it a chance to be used, to go through its full life cycle, then you don't have enough information. So your first offering is a draft. Treat it like a draft. Act like it's a draft. When you give it to people, let them know it's still in development and their input and feedback is what's going to take it not only to the finish line, but to the next level and beyond that. Now, here's the key. You've got to make sure that the people that you're circulating it to, you're getting the feedback from, are not just your customers or your fans or your family or friends, the people are going to buy from you and support. They're the people that are going to be your repeat customers, your customers for life, your loyal customers, the ones that are going to be your word of mouth. Friends and family are amazing. They give you that boost. They're going to say what you want to hear, or they may be super hard on you. But you don't want to build a business based on your friends and family. As a matter of fact, you know that you are really taking a step forward. You're stepping out on both faith and relying on your knowledge and your know-how when you launch something and your friends and family aren't the first ones you contact. I once, early on, used to say, thank you for your support when people bought something for me, because I felt like they were doing me a favor. To some extent, that's like them patronizing you, but not in the way that we want to be patronized. Now, I'm very clear, and I say, thank you for your business. We're doing business. I'm giving you something of value in exchange for whatever monetary exchange we have. But I know I've given you something of value. So we're doing business. You're not doing me a favor. I'm not doing you a favor. This is strictly business. And that's something that's taking it, both your mindset, to a new level. So all that to say, when you're going through the development and the design process, don't get into your head that it's got to be perfect. Because you will not only be days, weeks, months, but years, and sometimes years upon years, trying to perfect it. And I've come across many people who are, every time I see them, every time we touch base, every time we have a check-in, it's not ready. It's not ready. I'm still working on it. I want to tweak this one thing. I want to, and this is quite common, I'm going back to the drawing board. I scrapped that first example. And when I even asked, well, what made you scrap it? You know, did people give you feedback? No, I just think I want to do something different. Now, if that has happened to you, especially more than once, this is what I want to say. If your development and design process is too long, your idea gets stale. It becomes stale to you. And even before you know it, you'll look out on the market and someone else has created or taken your idea. You would swear that your phone line is tapped or there's cameras in your house. When in reality, we know that's not the case. If we're being honest, but the fact of the matter is if you take long enough, someone else will think of it. Someone else will create it. And or it, they might have been in the process the same time you were. They just beat you to it. And sometimes the prize goes to the person that gets there first. There are likely similar ideas like yours, even when it comes to writing books, book concepts. A lot of people think, oh, they stole my idea. No. You know, ideas, they're out there. They're floating in the wind. And in some ways, everything old is new again. There's versions of what you're thinking or designing out there. But if someone gets out there first, they sometimes beat you, and they have the bragging rights. So timing is everything. Don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it. Don't get into analysis paralysis. Get it out there. Get your first draft out there. And it can have a few mistakes, a few flaws. You want that feedback. Welcome that feedback. Sometimes people don't want to put something out there in its draft form because they can't handle the feedback. They take it personal. But if you put it out there and already say to yourself, this is a draft, you're already preparing yourself that with a draft, it implies that there's room for improvement. And what you're doing is you're collaborating with the people who are willing to spend money on your idea. And trust, I've been out there. I've socialized ideas. Some I've pulled back. Some that I've just mixed them all together. But I have learned, and be very careful. A lot of people like to give you feedback, but they were never intending to buy from you in any way, shape, or form. Even if you followed their every idea and suggestions, people will play what if with you. And so you definitely have to have a filter of reason. Those things that you are going to take to heart, and those things that you said, that's one idea, but it doesn't align with what my vision is, what my passion is. Don't let feedback take you off course. But all of that to say, perfection can be the enemy, especially early on in your design, your build, your launch. So find that right balance and be okay with being okay initially. Doesn't mean that's your end goal by any stretch of the imagination. But even those people that you see have risen to the top, there were periods of trial and error. I dare say, if everyone thinks Oprah looked, walked, and talked the way we see her today, go back to some of the early videos. There, she had some trial and errors, but she kept honing it, she kept perfecting it, and now she's the gold standard. She is a verb within herself. But don't think that she started out that way. So give yourself some leeway, some runway, but get it out there sooner versus later. Thanks for listening. Let me know if you have any questions. You can send me emails, texts, leave comments on our podcast page. Love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.